Okay, so establishing our attention with our body. The tools of meditation, the things we have to understand, get to know, are the things that, of course, are very close to us. Just this body and this mind. And that's enough. That's enough to liberate ourselves. It's enough to free the heart from suffering. It's enough to create a sense of ease and, yeah, ultimate well-being. So bringing attention back into the body. I saw a bumper sticker in Berkeley one time. If I lived in my body, I'd be home by now. And that's really the case. If we lived in our bodies, lived in the present, we would always be home. Actually, somewhat similar to what Ajahn Chah said, is they used an idiom of this, our real home, this having the sense of awareness, understanding, knowledge. This is our real home. And learning how to both to inhabit our home and to feel, yeah, comfortable in this home of ours. The breathing in, just establishing that it's a soft awareness. It's important to make that distinction in the sense that sometimes our ideas about what we should be doing can be kind of hard-edged, maybe a bit too demanding. So this sense of a soft awareness. And also, there's an interesting, set of stock phrases in the Buddha's instructions for meditation and cultivation, that we should be enjoying the practice, which is sometimes like a revolutionary concept that you could actually, I'm actually supposed to be enjoying this. Because there's oftentimes our assumption that we have to work really hard to get the results that we want. And, you know, obviously the Buddha taught that we should be diligent, but we should also enjoy it. So there's that sense of breathing in with that awareness and a conscious interest, enjoyment. Breathing out, it's that ease and enjoyment. It's counter to kind of, yeah, the cultural norm of no pain, no gain. But there's a knack to learning how to enjoy the practice, because it isn't easy. It isn't easy to be attentive. It isn't easy to be composed. It isn't easy to be settled. The habit is one of, yeah, agitation, restlessness. But it feels different. It feels like suffering. So that breathing in with awareness, breathing out with awareness, remembering to enjoy it, remembering to get to delight in the opportunity to be present, to consciously relax. To actually give oneself the opportunity to be awake. So much of life is lived kind of half asleep, half dream, not really there. We can change that. This simple act of establishing attention and nurturing it, looking after it, caring for it. Breathing in, caring for that alertness, awakeness, awareness. Breathing out, sustaining awareness. Being the one who knows. We can work with that, experiment with it. If you find yourself getting a bit tense, a bit tight, it's okay to just adjust your posture a little bit, shift your posture so that making it a bit more comfortable, but using the opportunity to be aware. We'll sit for just over half an hour. Take the opportunity to explore and investigate. Learn from this simple act of breathing in and breathing out.